What do you do if you hate the best friend of the person you're dating? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So this is from Joel, in quotes. Hey, okay. Ben and Kelly, I need some of that free advice you dish out every day from your lady listeners.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Joel.
Been dating my girlfriend for about 8 months, and she is the total package. Everything I've been looking for. She's smart, beautiful, funny. My family loves her. She checks all the boxes. With one little hiccup that isn't really even about her, but around her. It's her best friend.
Okay.
This chick is beyond nosy. Always in her business all the time. She's also totally shallow, makes rude comments, and even tries to plant ideas that I'm a cheater. I really hate to even be in the same room with her. I have a hard time figuring out why my girlfriend even likes her. Maybe it's the fact they've known each other since kindergarten. Anyway, I've tried talking to her about the reasons I'm not a fan of this girl, but my girlfriend just kind of brushes it off, saying, oh, that's just Brit. She's harmless. But I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure we could even have a future if this chick is going to be around. She's that intolerable. So any advice on how to gently convince my girlfriend that this person is kind of toxic in our lives? Thanks so much.
Man, I feel like we're not hearing the entire story.
In what way?
I don't feel like there would be that much resistance or, tension between Joel's girlfriend's bestie and Joel if there wasn't something else that happened.
Are you
previously
calling Joel an actual cheater?
No, I'm just saying that maybe they've had a run-in before, or
they hooked up. You're saying Joel hooked up with the bestie. That's what you're saying.
You're putting words in my mouth. I think he would have said that if that were the case. But I'm thinking that what if there was, and maybe there is, there's got to be a reason that she's doing this.
So in some way, Joel is defective and warranting
I'm not
this kind of treatment from the best friend. Like, there's a reason he must be kind of awful too.
I'm not saying that he's warranted. I'm just saying that there is, it's not just like, oh, he gives me the ick and I hate him. That, I guess, could be a thing, but it doesn't seem very likely in my head that that's the only reason.
What I'm hearing you say is that the best friend can't be that bad.
No, I'm saying that the best friend, there's a reason the best friend is not liking on Joel. And okay. Joel's just not telling us that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Maybe Bestie's got some proof that he wasn't a superior guy in every facet, and she's looking out for her friend.
Is Brit the best friend?
Brit's the best friend.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Okay.
Okay.
You think she just rolls in there like that?
Probably. That's probably, she announces herself probably when she walks in the room, and that's what she says.
She's like,
it's Brittany, bitch.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
All right. Okay. Lynetta says she's jealous of the relationship.
Meaning,
which that
like,
was what I was thinking.
Oh, you were thinking that maybe Brittany has a thing for Joel?
No, that she is looking at him as a
competition.
Person, yes, that's taking her friend friend's time. Yes.
Interesting.
So they're not able to spend as much time together.
All right. Well, tell
maybe
us.
Maybe she's just jealous that her bestie has a boyfriend and she doesn't.
Maybe.
And she wants to try to, you know, she misses when they were both single and can hang out all the time.
All right. Let us know your story of how you navigated this with one of your friends, your partner or whatever, okay? And maybe that can help.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Okay.
All right. So 502-795-1997. We'll get to your stories coming up. We have got a bestie that is getting in the way of Joel and his girlfriend's relationship. So the bestie is his girlfriend's bestie.
Right. And I guess she is, he can't really stand to be around her. She makes rude comments a lot. He's even accused him of being a cheater.
Yeah, exactly. And there are a lot of people who've had those type of stories about the same thing.
Yeah, I got a message from a listener. Said a friend of mine for many years was like this. It got really bad. They were always trying to find flaws or create narratives to the point where I had to distance myself. My significant other didn't like this person. They said this person was going to try to drive a wedge between us. 20 years later, I'm still with my partner and this friend is still around, but not as much. Sadly, this person is miserable and still single.
I got another message from a listener. My friend was dating a dude who came to my house, acted the fool. I have not liked him ever since. I was always willing to be around him, but I called him out, so he didn't like me, and he came between me and my friend. He's not any kind of man in my eyes. Leave friendships out of your relationship.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah, a lot of people are pointing the finger at, you know, the best friend being jealous. This listener said, same situation happened to me and my boyfriend. You know, my ex-best friend would try to break us up all the time. She'd always talk negative about him, all the things that he needs to change. But she would always admit to me she's jealous about how much time I spend with him. And it became so toxic, she and I are no longer friends.
Oh, no.
And I'm much happier now.
So we did get a message on Facebook from Brittany said, if you try to break me up with my best friend since kindergarten, hate to tell you, but I'm probably going to choose the friend over you. Just remember, you came after her.
Ooh, okay. So Sassy Matt has a plan of attack for Joel.
All right, how do we do this?
He says you need to flatter Brit, the best friend, like you are trying to date her.
You need to flatter who?
It's Brittany, bitch.
That one.
Okay.
Compliment her looks, her clothes, her makeup. Kill her with kindness. She's the entitled friend, and you're taking attention away from her. So you need to show her attention when she's around. You know, full of compliments. Trust me, she'll come around. Get it out of your head that she's the enemy. Make her a tool for your success with your girlfriend. And again, make sure your girlfriend knows this is what you're doing so that she can't use this behavior as, see, he's trying to get with me. He's a cheater.
Right. I like that.
Yeah, that's probably a good approach is just, you know, kill her. Don't give her a reason to not like you.
And then there's plenty of the, hey, call her out. You know, throw it right in her face. Fight fire with fire.
Oh.
Do unto her as she's doing to you.
Really, I don't know how that's going to end up in a lane where everybody's happy to be hanging out.
I kind of like Sassy Matt's suggestion there. I think that's
seems like, like, you know, even just offer to maybe even take her out for coffee or something. Just like, hey, let's try to hash this out. You know, let's talk about our differences because we have one person in common and she's super important to me. She's super important to you.
Right.
So let's try to figure this out because we're going to have to probably exist in each other's circles for a long time.
There are a few people that are saying, hey, just all that, but be careful on the ultimatums. Don't give the ultimatum to either your girlfriend,
right?
Because she, just like some of the other people would say, might choose her friend over
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Yes. Right. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Joel. I mean, again, I still think we're missing part of the story.
Could be, but I feel like
yeah.
I think a great way, if he wants to continue on with his girlfriend, says he loves, she's great in every way except for this person surrounding her.
Yeah.
So let's try to go towards the problem and try to solve it with just, all right, let's figure out what about me do you not like? Can we find a way to coexist around our, you know, this mutual friend?
Last comment comes from Jen. It says, you tell the girlfriend, hey, your friend is looking really good today, and it's a shame I didn't meet her before you. She'll make sure she never comes around again. All right. That's a good one.
I think that's the best way to go.
All right, hey, thank you for the stories. Appreciate it. That's Group Therapy.